Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. D. Richard Ferguson.
Love is one of those concepts that most people think they know exactly what it is. We use the word all the time, but when you try to give a precise definition, it ends up being a little harder than you might think. How would you define love? If you want to know what love is, I'll give you a definition. Love is very simply when I care enough about you emotionally to desire your highest good. When I care enough about you emotionally to desire your highest goods, when my feelings for you are such that your well-being and your joy is a bigger priority in my heart than my own affections and my own preferences and my own comforts. So whenever there's a situation that I have to choose between my comforts and my preferences and your highest good, I'll choose the latter. I'll choose your highest good. I'll gladly give up my comforts for your highest good. That's love. That's what it is. And what is your highest good? Holiness. Holiness. Nearness to God. Joy in God. Satisfaction in Christ. That's your highest good. That's what I'm going to sacrifice for. Loving someone doesn't mean you just give them everything they want. That's not always loving. It means you give whatever you can give to increase their joy and satisfaction in Christ. And if you have to sacrifice to do it, do it. So, let's love one another. As we love ourselves. When a visitor walks through those doors and comes in here, the Lord requires we treat that person, we love that person like we love ourselves. Rich or poor, pretty or ugly, male or female, black or white, not your type or your type, treat that person like a king or a queen. And kids, love your brothers and sisters the way that you love yourself. Husbands, love your wife like you love yourself. Wives, love your husbands like you love yourself. You say, but what if I fail? What if I fail? This is the royal law. Well, if you fail, then you've shattered the king's law. You've broken the royal law of Scripture, and the king at that point would have every right to banish you from his kingdom forever. Look at verse 13. Judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. You don't want to break this command. It's exactly the same thing Jesus said in Matthew 18:33. He said, shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? And in anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back everything he owed. And he says, Jesus said, this is how my heavenly Father will treat each one of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart and show mercy. So if you've broken the love your neighbor as yourself command, if you've broken that command, you can forget about being in God's kingdom. Unless you're one of those people in verse 5. Look back to verse 5. Because in verse 5, James says there's a group of people there that God promised to give his kingdom to them. Who's that? Who's that group of people? Well, they're the people who love him. Who love God, and who have faith in the glorious Lord Jesus Christ. So if that's you, then on Judgment Day, even though you've failed and failed and failed on Judgment Day, God's mercy will triumph over God's judgment on you. His mercy for you will eclipse his judgment on you, and you'll be forgiven. If you're in that group, you say, how do I know if I'm in that group? I mean, I think I love God. I think I have true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but how can I know for sure? One of the main purposes of the book of James, and especially this chapter, is to answer that question. How do you know if your love is, or your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is real? How can you tell for sure if it's genuine, saving faith and you really love God? Answer, you'll obey his commands. You'll love your neighbor as yourself. You'll show mercy to those who deserve punishment. And when you fail in those things, you'll repent. This is the uniform teaching throughout Scripture. A righteous person, we do still fail, but when we fail, we repent. Instead of trying to justify yourself and your lack of love, you just simply admit your sin to God and to that person. You ask forgiveness. You take whatever steps you can to change your heart, become more loving. And then you trust 100% in Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and in his mercy for your salvation and forgiveness of sins rather than trusting on your ability to reform yourself. You can't earn your salvation by loving people. The only way to be saved is to place your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can tell you've done that when you love God and you love your neighbor as yourself, and each time you fail, you repent. Because this is the direction of your life. And if that's you, God is going to show you mercy instead of judgment. And if you have received mercy from God, if His mercy towards you has triumphed over His judgment on you, is it too much for God to ask? Let your mercy triumph over your judgment on other people.
Think of someone in your life that you have a hard time showing mercy to. Now think of some times when God has shown you mercy similar to the type that you're withholding from that person. Is it too much for God to ask you to simply pass along what He has freely given you?
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of James. 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. And if you like listening on your phone, download our free Food for Your Soul mobile app. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.